Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
There you go. Lunch with Leah. Season 2, episode 25.
Everybody, I'm getting myself all dolled up for you because you know me, I can't get up early in the morning. My phone goes off about 100 times before I answer it or wake up in the morning, just so you know. Ivy Scott called me, then I had this other guy call me about the real estate, then I had another call, and another call. Like, these people obviously don't, after 22 years, Scott still doesn't know that I can't talk before noon. I mean, is he a slow learner? Oh, anyway, but I'm up late. Okay, so let's catch up on all the gossip. Well, first of all, I went to Los Angeles for the holidays. I usually don't tell people when I'm leaving town, and I usually don't post anything when I'm out of town, and then when I get back, I post it because I'm too busy doing stuff that I just get distracted, and also because I don't like everybody to know where I'm at all the time, and then also if everyone knows I'm there, then everyone starts calling me, and then I don't get anything done because all I want to do is party with everybody and gossip. So I just tell them when I get back home. But anyway, so we went and toured college campuses with RJ. We've toured USC, we've toured Pepperdine, we've toured Loyola, we're gonna tour Chapman, we toured Occidental only because Barack Obama went there the first year and I just was intrigued by it, his first year of college, and I don't know, we're just going to college campuses. Pepperdine is so gorgeous. I mean, oh my God. It's like if you could just go there because it's beautiful, that would be the thing to do. Oh my God, now I've got this little system going. Look at this, Jen. We're getting uptown. I can watch myself. This is hilarious. I can watch myself. How am I going to look at them? I'm going to be so busy looking at myself. I found myself. Oh, my God. Oh, there's a little delay here, I think, too.
There will be a little.
Now we know there's a delay, so if I say anything really bad, you can cut it out. So it starts off, we go to LA, we go to the campuses, I'm renovating the kitchen. Of course, because I'm renovating the kitchen, that means I'm dealing with Jeff, my favorite person. So I do love him and Gage so much. They're so much fun. And I'm telling that Jeff literally keeps me laughing so hard. So we did do a little bit of filming for this show. I don't know if it'll be on there or not. And I really don't care because I never look good. I never have hair and makeup. I never have any decent clothes on. I'm just like working in the kitchen renovating. So I'm not a glamorous puss on there. But so I don't know if it will be on. But anyway, we did some filming. But the point I'm bringing this up to is that while we're there, we start talking and gossiping and this and that. And he goes, well, you know you're on the radio show on a Friday. So I said, okay, great. We'll go on the radio show. Well, we never plan ahead what we're going to talk about. So, I mean, maybe they do. They're probably prepared, but I don't plan. He did say to me, if you have any ideas or anything you want to talk about, you know, you can throw them out at me. But, you know, me and my ideas, if I got any, I'm saving them for myself. So I didn't have any ideas. So we're talking, and it right out of the gate, he starts on that Heather
DeBro.
Oh, my God. And I was kind of taken back because I knew he would bring it up, but I thought he'd bring it up and let it go. He was like a dog with a bone. Now, she has awoken a sleeping giant because he had already moved on to somebody or something else. But he was on her case for the longest time. And then when she slammed my Sudden Youth product and said hers was better, it just pushed my buttons and all of his. So now he wanted me to read some of the Twitter feed. So, of course, I was like, oh, my God, you know, it's live. We're on radio live. So I couldn't say no. So I said, I'll just read a couple of things. He goes, no, read that Instagram thing.
So, you probably didn't know how to get to that.
So I read it, and then I was like, oh, my God, you know. And so we were, and he goes, that product, Gage goes, Gage uses it, and Lisa Rennie uses it, and everybody uses it, and we love it. And for her to go on there and talk about your sudden youth product like that, and who does she think she is? And he went on for an hour. So now we get past that, and I'm like, oh my God, I'm off the hot seat, thank God, because I don't want to, I felt bad that I'm defending myself. On the other hand, I am going to defend myself. This is like 25 years I've been doing sudden youth product, and it does work. And then the other thing, when she said, well, I saw these before and afters of this product, and they were so great, I ordered it. And I'm like, yeah, those are my before and afters, and if it's so great, you ordered it, why are you having to copy it, you know? So that went on. So now we go talk about something else, and I was like, oh, God, I'm off the hot seat now. And then he says, well, I have a bone to pick with you, and right after this break, I'm going to come back and tell you something that's really been eating at me about you. And I'm like, oh my God, I'm a nervous wreck. I need a martini. It's 8 a.m. I'm like, I need a Valium. I'm so nervous. What did I do wrong? Now, while he's gone in the pee break, I'm like, what did I do wrong? What did I say? Who did I say something about? What is he going to embarrass me with? Well, you know what he was bitching about? Little Black! Dog! My 4-pound dog! You can't take that dog to the restaurants, and you can't take that dog to the furniture store, and the dog was walking on the furniture, and I'm so sick of these people taking their dogs everywhere. And then he has the callers call in and call in! Whose side are you on? Mine or Leah's? And I go, no, it's Jeff's or the dog's. It's not Jeff versus Leah. I had no chance with Jeff, but I figured the dogs have a chance, you know, with Jeff. So these people start calling in, and I am telling you, people that call in are hilarious on that show. I mean, I just need a radio talk show to be on 12 hours a day so I can just talk to the audience. Just sit and talk to the audience, because I love it. So the funniest one, though, they all came in and agreed with Jeff. I agree with you. I'm sick of people taking their dogs everywhere. I'm like, one after the other. So now I'm thinking Gage is screening these calls, and he's taking, oh, I lost it. I got it. He's taking these calls, and he's screening all the ones that are on Team Jeff. It didn't occur to me until after the show. But anyway, so the funniest one, when this woman called in and she goes, if I see one more damn chihuahua walking in Beverly Hills as an accessory.
She did go off.
I mean, we were laughing so hard.
It was funny.
And then you got to go on demand to Radio Andy and watch the Leah Black segments, because every time we're on there, we laugh until we cry. So then the next week, he has Lisa Rinna on there. Well, Lisa's been using the product, and she loves it. So he starts in on Heather DeBrow again.
Yeah.
And then Lisa Rinna says, I love Leah, and I love her products. And I'm like, yay, go, girl. And so then I got another plug. And then last week, he had Shannon Bedore from Orange County on there. And once again, Jenny took her phone and started reading her text from her husband. There were horrible things he was saying, and I know she was sitting there probably squirreling in her chair too. I mean, let me tell you, when you're tangling with Jeff, just give it up. Yep. There's no way you're going to win.
People are saying they love you all together on there.
Oh, yeah.
And they said,
I need you to
Jeff is a troublemaker.
He's a troublemaker. He's a trickster. He's an instigator. Wait until you see what he did. You remember that girl, Shali Attire, that played Rocky Balboa's wife?
Yes.
I'm not going to give it away, but watch Slipping Out this year. He had the major rant with her. You are going to die.
Was that the way he was talking about the show?
I don't know. Did he tell it yet on the show? I don't know. You're going to wait and see. But I'm telling you, I was cringing. I was like, I can't believe you did that. But he did. He kicked her out. But anyway. Oh, did he talk about it on the show yet?
He said there was some Hollywood stuff with the house Facebook.
Well, you'll see. Okay, so
people
what
are
else?
Also loving your scarf that you've
got
on
today. Oh my God, my Alexander McQueen.
Yeah, and Becky Robertson's asking, how RJ doing?
RJ is trying to get into college and trying to get a good grade on his SAT and trying to pass algebra. We're at the just pass level in algebra. Not quite that bit. Anyway, so then we went to some movies. Or RJ and Roy went to a bunch of movies. I don't go to the movies in L.A. that much. I don't like to spend my time at the movies in L.A. I can see the movies anywhere. And then we went to all the top restaurants. Oh, and then, you know, Ronnie from Watch What Crappens? He's another one that's a hoot. He's from El Paso, Texas, and he's just a Texas boy. So he's got that Watch What Crappens
podcast.
What is it, podcast? Yeah. They are so funny, those two. They're very creative. And, you know, they're selling out stadiums all over the place. If you see Watch What Crappens in your city and you go online to buy the tickets, it's sold out.
Yep.
And they started from nothing with nothing. And I'm so excited for them. But anyway, he calls me up because he rides a moped around town. And I don't know why, because he can afford a car, but he likes the moped. So he goes, well, if you're not doing anything, why don't we make a trip over to Ross's?
I saw his Instagram story.
So I've only been to Ross's once, and that was with Freda. And actually, I liked it, but, you know, I just never think about it. So he wanted to go there to buy a piece of luggage to cart stuff around on his new tour. And so I go with him to Ross's, and I am telling you, we laughed until we cried. It was just so funny shopping in Ross's. I love shopping in there. I mean, I bought some pajamas. I bought some hand lotions for $3.99. It was like, this is the best day I've had ever. Anyway, so I did that. And then we spent Easter Sunday on the airplane on a small 737. You know, I hate when that happens. Ugh. They give you the small planes to fly 6 hours. Yeah. And then my seat wouldn't even go back and recline. Remember, I need to go to whatisit.com and complain, and they'll give me some free miles.
Margaret Skilioff says, yes, Jeff is a fabulous shit stirrer. Becky Robinson says that her daughter is going through the same SAT nightmare as RJ.
It's awful.
And Becky also says, where is Freda? I want her job.
You know, it's funny because when I walk in the kitchen, it's all day, every day.
She's your Instagram star on Instagram.
But is she? So once in a while, if my phone's there, I just videotape her when she doesn't even know it. And then like yesterday video, I said, Freda, what is going on? And she turns around. I was just like waiting for her to say, oh, I'm just watching the novella. But no, she turns around and tries to explain the whole story about this one's married to that one and it's not right and how they shouldn't be doing this. And I was just like, oh, this is what I'm paying for all day, every day. Well, you know what? The dogs are happy. They're all just sitting around her looking at her like this. So what am I going to say? The dogs are happy.
She's the queen.
So Friday night, April the 6th at 7:30 to 10:30 p.m., the Miami Beach Parade event at the VIP Gala at the Faena Forum. Well, first of all, we love the Faena. We love Alan from the Faena that runs it and owns it. And we love Julie Goldman and Brandy Howard, who I guess are hosting it. Is she going to perform stand-up or anything?
Julie, I believe, is hosting and maybe
she's
doing
a commentary.
Are they going to do a little bit of commentary? Yeah. Oh, they have an auction? Oh, I'm not buying anything. I don't want one more thing. And, and who is Gus Kenworth? I don't know who that is. And Roxanne Vargas. I know who Roxanne is.
Gus Kenworth is the Olympic, gay Olympic skier.
Oh,
I think he was.
Olympic skier. Yeah. Good for him. Oh, well, anyway, so I asked RJ if he wanted to go, and he said yes. And I asked Roy if he wanted to go, and he said no. So I'm not taking RJ if Roy doesn't go, but because I'm not going to leave Roy home alone. So they'll have to go to dinner, or they'll have to come with me, and then whatever. I think go to a damn movie. I mean, Barney is another movie. You can watch those on the plane. You can watch them at home. Oh, here's a little thing. This is so cute. Okay, so I'm only going to read this because it just came up today or yesterday. Jason gave it to me. So this woman sends me this long, handwritten, 3-page letter in the tiniest script you've ever seen. Look how little she writes. She writes littler than Jason. I mean, you need a magnifying glass. And she tells me this horrible story about her husband had died and that she's trying to survive and that her car needs tires and she can't drive the car and she needs this part-time job and she's really struggling and is there anything I could do to help her? Well, here I go. I tell Jason, call her up and ask her how much the tires for the car would cost. Well, she didn't put her phone number, so we had to write her a letter because she's not on the computer. She's probably 70 or 80 or 90 years old.
Yeah.
So Jason writes her this letter, you know, well, how much are the cars going to the tires on the car are going to cost, and give me your number, I'm going to call you. So then Jason calls her and has a talk with her. He says she's the sweetest thing, and then he tells her the car's tires are going to be $511, and where to get them at, and, you know, all of that. And so we're thinking, I'm saying, you know what, I'm going to get the woman some tires. Poor thing. Her husband died. She probably never paid a bill in her life. She doesn't have any money. She doesn't know what to do. Now, that doesn't mean all of you start writing because I'm not doing it. This would happen to get through to me. Normally, they don't let them get through to me. So then I get this letter yesterday. It's so sweet. Dear Lee and Jason, I want to thank you for offering to buy me the tires for my 2006 Buick. Your generosity and kindness has touched my heart. I'm writing to let you know, listen to this. This is so cute. A widower who goes to my church has offered to take Take my Buick and have some tires mounted, balanced, and put it on my car. How could I refuse his generous offer? I think he likes me too. I'm 73 and he's 78. I'm not good at accepting things such as this, but my pension is just so low to cover my emergencies that come up. So thank you again for your kind offer. Leah, you are my favorite housewife. It's not only... Are you beautiful? You're fun and full of spirit. You inspired me with what you've done, blah, blah. Jason, I love your accent, and thanks for being so kind to me on the phone. Many blessings. Isn't that the sweetest thing? So then this little widower guy's got a crush on her, and he buys her tires. Now, let me tell you why I knew this woman was for real. I have a sense of it, don't I, Jason? I knew this one was for real. And the fact that she's not taking that money for the tires tells you everything you need to know about her. Because she got the tires, a miracle, and she didn't come back. She could have easily said, just please send this money to my tires or taking the money, and she didn't. So anyway, that was good. Well,
people say how sweet of her, and you were also their favorite.
Oh, I want to be everybody's favorite. You need to tweet Jeff and tell him I'm his favorite co-host.
With a dog.
With a dog. Oh, Mr. Jeff did. Please say, Jeff, we love Little Black. We love Leah's dog. Okay, now, let's see. Oh, my God. So, Brandy Glanville and Lisa Vanderpump. Oh, and in heartening news, in world-changing affairs. It's okay, she says, my boys loved Pink Dog. Oh, okay, so Lisa Vanderpump says that her dog, Pink Dog, died.
He died.
And so then Brandy Glanville's, because the dog was dyed pink on its hair. It was a white dog with pink hair. They colored it pink on the ends. Like a lot of people put hair color on their dogs. So Brandy Glanville, who's blocked me on Twitter, one of two people, her and Roger Stone. Oh, and one more, Donna. I'll tell you her name. I can't. Anyway, three people have blocked me on Twitter in my whole life. I've never blocked anybody. If I did it, it was accidentally hit a button, didn't know what I hit. But anyway, Brandy says, well, my boys loved Pink Dog. It's so sad, but maybe those toxins in that pink hair dye didn't help.
Yeah, I couldn't believe she said it.
But she did make good for good TV.
Margaret Scaloff says Brandy is a fool. Jesse DeFrentis says I can't stand Brandy.
Personally, I thought she was lovely personally, and on this show, I mean, I wouldn't want to film with her because I'd be scared to death to get caught in the crossfire. But Lisa Vanderpump tweets back, replying to, no toxins, .. never would, dog whisperer, #. Now, go back to the hole where you came from. So she even is able to get Lisa Vanderpump to stoop to the level of gossip. What happened to my thing is here. Oh, my God, what happened? Oh, my thing. I know my thing
is fell off a little bit.
I tell you, I can't get it together. Me and my stuff, I just...
Alex.
I need Eric and Jane's five stylists.
Alex Pletcher says, oh, Brandy, the eye roll of it all. Maybe she should wear some.
Wear some what?
Pink dye. And then maybe Brandy should wear some pink dye if it made the dog sick.
Oh, oh my God.
Mary Brown says, shut it down, LVB.
Oh, she was funny. So I watched Beverly Hills Housewives last night because I had to take RJ to the SAT tutor. So I got home and I had T-voted to watch it so we could talk about it today. I can't watch it every week, but I love some of the girls so much. So I tweeted Lisa Rinna. I said, listen, I used to think you were the coolest chick ever and I'd do anything with you and go anywhere with you. But after watching you on that horse ride, the one thing I'd never do with you is ride a horse. Did you see that horse?
Yes.
I was getting scared that she wasn't going to be able to stop the horse.
Yeah.
You know, that could be very dangerous.
I think Kyle blew up like an anaphylactic reaction. Her eyes got all... She was highly allergic to it.
Yeah, Kyle.
You know it's bad when the crew's in the shot.
That's true. Yeah, Kyle had the allergy. Well, see, I'm funny about stuff like that. If it's a risk for me, I just won't do it. I mean, she's a much better sport than I am. But anyway.
Yeah.
So, do not... Everyone's piling on to Rit. Okay, everybody's mad. They don't like her. They had to take a poll. 63% don't like, whatever. I'm going to tell you something. If Dorit wasn't on that show, it'd be like watching paint dry in Beverly Hills. Yep. I mean, she's bringing all the drama and the shit stirring. I mean, she really is. Mm-hmm. I mean, Erica brings a little here. They all bring a little here and there. But she stirs up everything. And what had me laughing so bad last night was when she started in on, well, I was very hurt with whoever that brought this up again, what I did and said at my party, and you shouldn't have brought it up again. And I was like, you're the one that regurgitates anything and everything that anybody says to you. You regurgitate in front of everybody, including when Teddy said, look, let's have this private conversation, and she goes and takes it to everybody. But then she was criticizing the other one for bringing it up in front of everybody, and I was like, oh, girl, you need to watch yourself.
Yeah.
But she's hilarious. I'm telling you, I just think she's cute. And let me tell you, see, she used to get on Jeff's nerves, too. But I explained to him, and now he agrees with me. The reason she doesn't bother me, it's not malicious.
No.
It's petty. It's petty. You know, you talked about my swimsuit, or you talked about my, you know, it's not malicious below the belt. It's just superficial, petty shit stirring. And it's hilarious to me. I don't know. I think she lives in another world. You know what I mean? She's not as grounded as some people are, but she's super talented with those swimsuits.
I think that's what it is with her. I think she is completely not self-aware of anything she does.
That could be.
And I think that what happens is she puts herself at these, because like she just went at Teddy last week and they got in that huge fight. Yes. And then this week she did the exact same thing
she was criticizing Teddy for.
Yeah, so I just think she has, and she's done it before. It's a pattern. So
Jason thinks she's fake. A lot of people don't like her. I don't think you can't contrive that. She would. Let me tell you, if all that she's contriving all that, then she's a comedic genius. Okay, she's sitting around. She should be writing for Saturday Night Live. If she is pre-planning and scripting this stuff out in her head, she should be writing for Saturday Night Live or some stand-up comedy.
Yeah.
Because nobody could be that dipshit dumb with stuff constantly all the time unless it's just stumbling onto it like Forrest Gump. She's the new Forrest Gump.
So people are saying that the accent cracks them up. Margaret says it is crazy. Jesse says Dorit is Queen Petty. Patty says Miami had the Real Housewives.
Well, we know they had one Real Housewives. Oh, by the way, Joanna Krupa is engaged.
Yes.
And the guy, she posted a picture, and I sent her a congratulation card, and she said, oh, I want to see you, but, you know, we always cross paths. We're never there at the same time. I'm going to see her next time in L.A., which will be in April sometime. And she's got a big rock that she's sporting on her finger, and she said she's very happy. So congratulations, Joanna Krupa, supermodel, that all the girls are jealous of.
Yeah.
I just adore her. Okay, so then about, I will go on to say, oh my God, did you guys like when Lisa Rinna's red lips? Oh. I
thought they were crazy. It really made her stand out.
Oh my God, I mean, you know what? It's like they say when you have something just highlighted, if you have a flaw, highlight it. Well, she's always self-conscious of her big lips, so she's highlighted it. She said, my lips are made for talking.
That's
and then she put that big red lipstick on. I thought she looked fabulous in that big red lipstick. Let's see, what else was I going to tell you about last night? Oh my God, the one thing I will give Bravo and the producers Evolution credit for on Beverly Hills, they featured Yulin about the dogs, and then last night they featured the Holocaust. And I'm going to tell you, when Dorit told that story, I started crying. Ah!
Yeah.
What about her grandfather? Did
you
see
about her grandfather. I saw that.
He was taken to the camp, and then 35 years later, he was reunited with a kid that he thought was dead. I mean, when she told that story, I was like, you've redeemed yourself, girl. You know, that had me just crying. I can't. Oh. But, you know, the thing about Bravo is a lot of these girls...
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Really do use it for things bigger than themselves. And I thought that was great that they did that. Now, whether it was by accident or design, and whether there was really a meeting in Hong Kong or not, or where Berlin or not, and whether or not, you know, they were looking for stuff to do or they really wanted to pay tribute to the Holocaust, for whatever it was, they really showcased it.
Yeah,
I mean, that
great.
Was just brilliant. And I thought that was a great thing to do. I think that's what these shows should be about. You can have all the fun and you can have all the, you know, toxic and all the fighting, but you know, you use it for something good. And the dog, Yulin dog thing was good, the Holocaust thing, and the Berlin Wall. Yeah. I mean, they're like, we're standing on this side of the wall free, and they were standing on the other side of the wall and they weren't free. And I mean, that was just great. So, that congratulations, girls, and Bravo Production, and Bravo, and whoever is involved.
Evolution.
Oh my God, we're running out of time. Well, let's see. Ramona Singer throws a tantrum after being denied at an Aspen hotspot, apparently. And someone says, don't they know who she is? According to Page Six, she left fuming when she was refused entrance to a few hotspots at Aspen during her ski vacation. She was so upset she threw a tantrum. She was unable to secure a table with a little nail. Well, the little nail's this big. They can't give everybody a table. A Bravo rep said that wasn't the case, that she goes there all the time. She's never had any issues. She had a table. She loves them. So they're doing damage control and backtracking it. She was equally unlucky at Chair 9, another hot spot. She couldn't get in the front door because there was a line. She went around the back, was told no. She tried to use her name to get in. She stormed off. I don't know if you believe all this stuff or not. She's enjoying the last day of her vacation. See you soon, she wrote alongside a picture of herself overlooking the Rocky Mountain. Who knows if it's true or not? I hope it's not true. Because I really, even today, oh my God, when we go to Joe Stonecrab's and Roy just walks in like he owns the place and they see us right away, I go to the bathroom and hide for 5 minutes and then I go to the table. I am so embarrassed to go to the front of the line because they know who you are.
Yeah.
I don't think it's right. I don't think it's fair. Yesterday where he was driving and, you know, the cars merge.
Uh-huh.
And he goes all the way to the front and merges right in front of the car. And I was just like, I cannot believe it. You wait in line like everybody else. What is wrong with you? And you're teaching your RJ it's okay to break in line like that. I've never had a ticket. I didn't do anything wrong. They're moving too slow. The trucks are going too slow. I'm like, you can justify it all you want, but the right thing to do is to wait in line like everybody else.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Oh, New York premieres tonight. Is it tonight?
Tonight, New York. Oh, Real Housewives of New York, 9 p.m.
Taglines, Carol. And the marathon of life, loyalty is everything. Oh, I like that.
It's going to be a dig because Bethany and her trained for the marathon, and then apparently their friendship fell apart in the process.
Really?
Yes. They're big time on the outs. Right?
Bethany has a way of getting into scuttles with people. Dorinda, I have a big heart but little patience. Ramona, age is an issue of mind over matter. If you don't mind, it doesn't matter.
That's a good one.
Tensley, come on. Why cook when I can order room service?
Because she's living in a hotel.
Oh, she's living in a hotel. She's still living in a hotel?
I think so.
Oh, my God. Okay, Sonia, I'm not just a last name. I'm a legacy. Oh, my God. I love Sonia.
That's kind of cool.
She's going to have her head up there on Mount Rushmore one day. Did you see that dress fall off of her when she was on the stage?
Yes.
I'm cringing. And what I love about her, she just put that thing back on and kept on singing and dancing. I mean,
where's
she's
Luann?
Just hilarious.
Was Luann's not on here?
Luann's not on here.
Yeah,
Bethany, it's great. No, it's not on here. It's great to be successful, but it's even better to beat strong.
Hmm.
Oh, whatever. I don't know. That's if you're... Okay.
Luann's tagline is, the most interesting people make the best headlines.
Well, she has made a few headlines. That's cute for her.
That's her headline.
You know, that's what I said. When you have something negative, just embrace it and turn it into a highlight.
Yeah.
Now, apparently, Potomac is on. I don't watch Potomac. I'm not going to watch Potomac. I'm not getting sucked in. But I will tell you, you should all watch Potomac because everyone says it's really going to be great this season.
So the first episode was off the chain.
That's what I saw on Twitter.
I watched
it. Giselle, if you can't handle me being in the world, being the word on the street, then stop listening. I like that. Karen, baby, don't believe what you hear. The Grand Dame still hosts Center Court because she moved out of Potomac and her husband owes millions of taxes. Oh, my God. Monique, you never... What, they need to start a class for paying your taxes for all Bravo lovers.
Yes, there should just be a...
That's a good point.
It should be like a prerequisite before you go on camera.
Studying. Monique, you know they tell them how to handle the press and not, you know, kind of just overview of like when they come at you and kind of how to handle the press, because people have never been exposed to the press before. They need to add in there how to pay your taxes. Monique, you'll never put me in a box because I'm the whole darn package. That's good. Robin, life has its ups and downs, but my game is on the rebound.
Yeah.
Oh, she must be getting divorced or something.
She is.
You may say her husband's in basketball or something. I don't know. Don't tell him to shut up and dribble. You may say I cause trouble, but I say I keep things interesting. All right. So that's coming on Sunday night. All
it
right.
Actually started Sunday. Yeah.
Oh, it started Sunday.
You've got comments coming in.
Oh,
people like Bethany's. They think Sonia's and Luann's are hilarious. Jesse loves Sonia's. Patty Rodriguez also thought they were good. Let's see. Edward Gonzalez wants to know, what would your season 4 Real Housewives of Miami tagline be?
I have to really think about it. The one I was going to use that they didn't use was, people say I always take the high road, but taking the high road's easy when the low road's the gutter. That's what I told them to use, but you know this producer that didn't like me, that I was always trying to like make me look as bad as she could, she picked another one that I said, that I knew not to say but one, because the year before I said, I'm only going to say one. If I say two or three, you'll pick the one I don't want. And then this year they promised me if I would just say one to get something in the can, I could come back and say what I wanted. So I came back and said what I wanted, and of course they didn't use it. So Teresa Giudice with her four little dogs. Oh, she's here with pictures of dogs. She's turning the tables for Paws. She's going to be a special guest on May the 12th. I'm going to write that down. I think maybe we'll go support her. Is it a charity or something? Pause for you. It's at the Cruz Building in Commodore Plaza. Well, that's in Coconut Grove. So maybe we'll just go throw some support to her or make a donation or buy her book or whatever she's promoting, because I felt really bad when she had that book signing in Fort Lauderdale and didn't go because it was deluging outside and I got lazy. Okay, so anyway, we have to support people. Oh, my God. So then I watched What Happens Live. I didn't watch it, but I saw the clips. Apparently, I didn't know this. See, that's so little I know. Kenya Moore and Michael Rappaport were mortal enemies when Andy booked them on Watch What Happens Live. Apparently, the Twitter feed started when Michael tweeted, "Crazy Kenya was bullying Portia Williams." Well, I'm sorry, Michael. I love you so much, but I don't agree with that. Portia, if anybody's got some baggage, it would be Portia. But anyway, when she got the wig snatched. After Portia, let's see, did Portia do? She pulled somebody off and she threw him on the floor and then she took the thing. I don't have much sympathy for that.
Yeah, but he was saying that Kenya was antagonizing her and was, you know, because she had that scepter in her face.
Exactly.
And he said, so you had it coming. You can't really say anything about her doing it.
But. Michael, this one. She should have no regrets about that wig snatch, Kenya said by tweeting. You're pathetic and ignorant for promoting violence on any level, she says. Please get a job and keep your cable on and watch me every week. So then the conversation went on. That was on Twitter prior to, that was last year, 2000 and whatever, 16. So now the conversation with, this is peasants can't summon queens, Kenya says to Michael, to which he replied, Kenya, you know, you have to know, look at me. You can make eye contact with me. Are those contacts or are they real? I came backstage and I introduced myself to you and I told you that I judge you from the show. But you know that. You're on the show like the villain, right? You have to know this, correct? You've gotten better, but you're still the villain. So he comes right out of the gate attacking her.
Andy was standing in the corner hiding behind his blue
car. Loving every second of it.
Yes, loving.
He was kind of hiding his face because he couldn't get the shit bread off of it. Probably.
Yes, that's exactly what happened.
So I don't understand why did you make that comment about the contacts? What's that have to do with anything?
Well, she wears fake contacts.
So? And,
but he also made a comment about her feet.
Well, we're getting to that. Michael, I don't need you to tell me what I am. Kenya said, I appreciate you being a fan. Thank you for watching. Keep the cable on. A new job would help with that. Then she says, you wish you were me, Kenya. He says, you wish you were me,
yes.
Kenya, Michael said, to which she replied, oh, a middle-aged fat white guy? Oh. Not really. Then a caller called and told Kenya that if Michael really wanted to bring the noise, he could easily do so, which Kenya fired back. He's got a lot of opportunities, honey, and it was a little squeak, so please don't come for me. I did not send for you. Now, what's your question?
That's what she said.
She's like Durant. She makes it happen. She's got great comebacks. What great one-liners. You know, I don't think you have to like somebody to think that they're good at what they do.
And
she's good on the show. I didn't wear any blush today. Look at my face. It looks awful. Michael,
yeah, Michael called her out, told her feet were ashy as all get it, that said her feet could cut glass. They were so ashy.
Oh, God.
He said that on live TV.
That's not very nice. Maybe she shouldn't wear sandals. So the other thing Jason pointed out, I forgot to mention on the Housewives, is Dorit was walking around with the Gucci handbag on her waist all
the way to
get home, getting her phone out there. He goes, she was just doing that to show off.
Like, who wears a fanny pack around the house?
Well, sometimes I use two to keep my phone in it, and but...
Well, I would just put it in my pocket, but I guess women maybe...
That was just...
It was Jason, she's just showing off. Well, who wants a Gucci fanny pack? I mean, who wants one anyway?
Patty Lopez wants to know, can we talk what Leah Black has been up to?
Oh, you missed the first part of the show. Let's see what we're going to talk. You know, there's so much great stuff to go into. We don't have any time. I'm going to save this for next week, but I will do this one little piece of trivia for you, and then I'll save all this for the next week. Because you know why I'm going to do this? We're just coming off a spring break and getting into party season. Researchers concluded that there are four types of drunks. So tell me who you are. Now, I've got to be honest with you. I don't think I've ever been drunk. I really don't think I have. I think I maybe gotten like a little bit of a buzz and I didn't like it and I just don't drink anymore after that. Anyway, they're Hemingway. Those are the personalities of the people that stay the same. What are you saying?
I was trying to remember what the drink was you ordered when we were out because... It was like gin and something else, and it wasn't gin and tonic though. It was gin and something else, and it wasn't what most people would put together. And I was like, you could tell she never drinks.
I like gin, and I like black. What do you call it? Black. What is it called? Jack Daniels. Those are the only two things I like.
Yeah.
Okay. So and wine. Okay. Researchers concluded there are four types of drugs. The Hemingway, whose personality stays the same. I don't know. Are any of you that person? Hmm. The Mary Poppins, who becomes even sweeter and more outgoing.
That's probably me.
That's Jason?
I tend to be more like
him. Oh, okay. The Nutty Professor, who becomes an uninhibited attention seeker.
I don't know about that.
And Mr. Hyde, who turns hostile.
Oh, I've seen those.
I don't like those.
No, I don't like
if
that.
You're one of those, just don't drink.
Yeah,
I get cringe for these people. Okay, now I cannot end this without getting into some of this. This is too funny. We don't have enough time.
Why are you going to keep going?
We run the show. We own the airwaves. This is our network. Oh, my God. You have got to follow, whether you like her or not, you have got to follow Stormy Daniels.
Oh, her Twitter feed is amazing.
Twitter. Because, listen, you can say you like her, you don't like her, you like porn, you don't like porn, you think she's a hooker, you don't think she's a hooker, you don't think a girl should spread her, whatever you want to say about her. She is who she is, and she is not apologizing for it. So listen to this one. Okay, so this guy says, the person running your Twitter is male, right? Making an insult. And she says, I've been told I have big balls, but I'm definitely a chick. Listen, I can't pay you as much as Trump did, because I have unlimited supply, but I do have an unlimited supply of Red Lobster coupons. And she goes, who told you my weakness for Red Lobster's cheesy biscuits? Clearly there's a mole in my operation. I mean, she's I think you give up the Me Too card when you are a porn star, Stormy Daniels. And she goes, you are implying that women with certain jobs cannot be assaulted? This is a disgusting and terrifying thought process. For the record, I have stated numerous times that I'm not claiming to be Me Too, but I see you're definitely flying your ass hat flat. Then another guy tweets her, who would sleep? sleep with that washed up, dirty, sloppy looking porn star, Stormy Daniels. If you really need money, dot, dot, dot. Then she goes, would you like the list in alphabetical or chronological order? And I guarantee you that I do not need money, but feel free to tip generously while you stalk my site. I got it. Oh, then I love this one. I hope just get what guy says, American Patriot says, I hope Trump sues the pants off of you. You're nothing but an opportunist. And she goes, I'm not wearing pants. Then she goes, this other guy goes, Charmy Daniels, I have a 3D printer for your more fake parts of your body, you washed up hooker. And she goes, fucking A, I'd like to order replacement parts for everything, please. What upgrades do you offer? Do you accept competitor coupons? I mean, come on, she's fucking hilarious.
She is pretty funny.
Oh my God. Well, I'm going to just bring this up since it's current affairs and we won't spend a lot of time on it. The kids with the march from Stonewall Douglas. Oh my God, oh, they were so amazing. So these are some of the signs. Betty DeVos is the only thing that should be fired inside of school. The head of education should be fired. Get it? The guns. This is another one. This kid, look at this cute little boy. He goes, when I said I'd rather die than go to math class, oh that was hyperbole, stupid. Or And then some of them got really creative and made housewives posters. This one, they can't stand the woman that's the head of the NRA. Oh, can't either. I won't even say her name. So they got Erica Jane saying, you're desperate, honey. And then they've got Lisa Rinna saying, own your shit.
That's what they've all said before in their interviews.
It's funny. All right. And then, oh, here's another one. I love this one. What if these kids are the answers to your thoughts and prayers? Are you listening? That's a good one. Oh my God. Tell us, Mr. President, who is better in bed, Stormy Daniels or the NRA? These kids. And then this one is good. This is like a 9-year-old grandma, okay? And she goes, honey, your gun does not make your dick look bigger. It makes you look like a bigger dick. Oh my God. We'll have to save this for next week. Now, Palm Beach, we're going to be there Thursday, April the 12th from 2 to 7. Go to hello@leahblack.com for details. There's a laser skin and wellness salon or clinic that's going to be opening up in Palm Beach Gardens. It's going to be very exclusive, very elegant, very fabulous. And we're going to go there, showcase our skincare, and I guess are we going to take our handbags and our jewelry too? Oh, taking everything in the books. We're just going to be a hooker. Take everything. But come see us April the 12th. Go to hello@leahblack.com or you can tweet me at @LeahBlackMiami because you know I'm always on Twitter. And it's in Palm Beach Gardens. So if you're around and tell your friends, it will be fun. It's going to be a very high classy, swanky bunch of rich bitches, I'm sure. They bring the American Express and they're ready to buy. Oh, then my quote of the week. Okay. I could go on for 5 hours. Jeff says, Leah, you can talk for an hour without taking a breath. And I'm like, me? You set the standard for that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Quote, they say life brings you lemon. They say if life brings you lemons, make lemonade. I say, when life brings you lemons, think about who you were and the matter that brought you the lemons in the very first place. So there you go. I'm going to read it again. They say, so people say, if life brings you lemons, make lemonade. I say, when life brings you lemons, think about who you were in the matter that brought you the lemons in the first place.
That's true.
That's true.
And a great perspective on it.
And then look, now, I had ordered some very fabulous, expensive, one-of-a-kind, antique, vintage-type jewelry.
From your private collection.
Yeah, and so I had ordered it only just for photo shoots and to display product lines and not even been worn, really. It's just my private collection. So one piece at a time, we're letting them go. Where are they listed at?
So we have them on Instagram. We're going to be posting, and then you'll also be able to purchase them through eBay, or you can email us. Or direct message us on Instagram.
So you can email us, direct message us on Instagram, or you can buy them on eBay, or you can just get a hold of us at Hello Leah Black. But look at this. It's like one of a kind. They're
gorgeous.
Fabulous. These are crystals, and, you know, it's fabulous. And I'm selling these for this one for $200 just because we have drawers and drawers and drawers of jewelry. But this was only used in a photo shoot, and that's it. And I bought it just for that purpose. And it's so gorgeous, isn't it?
Why yes, everyone's saying they're gorgeous, yeah. Beautiful.
I kind of hate to part with it, but I mean, how much stuff can anybody have? I mean, we're going to have to let go of some of our men's bags. I mean, I only have one more spot for one more thing. Okay, so that's the story, and I'm sticking to it. Does anybody have anything else?
That's it this week.
All right, so we're going to see you back next Wednesday. Then Friday night, we're going to see the girls, Julie and Brandy, at the gay VIP reception at the Faena. If you want tickets for that.
Miami Beach Gay Pride.
You can go to hello@leahblack.com. You can get every information you want there. Then the second thing we're going to do is next Thursday night, we're going to be at the
West Palm Beach
at the laser thing. And then Teresa Giudice has her event here on the 12th of May that maybe we'll stop by. And so if you want to know what's going on in Miami, I mean, we are the go-to team. Just let us know at leahblack.com and tweet me at leahblackmiami at...
On Twitter and Instagram.
And then on the Facebook, I try to read as many comments as I can and reply to as many as I can, but I don't reply to 100%, but on Twitter I reply to 100% because I can whip through it. So anyway, guys, did we have fun? I had fun. Little Black was so good today. You didn't even know he was here, not even a peep, because I gave him a new bone.
Yeah. And someone just asked, Dale Terry said, what is your dog eating on?
Oh,
he just said it as soon as you
said it. Well, he's got a bone. Dog with a bone. Just call him
exactly.
I chew on it. All right, my guys. So we'll see you guys next Wednesday. I enjoyed it. Please hit share. Please let everybody watch this so that we can get more people watching it, because we need to have a 24-hour-a-day show. I mean, why not? It'll be fun. We'll just sit here and do just like gossip all day. All right, we'll talk to you later, guys. Bye.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.